Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and the week is almost halfway over. Actually, it's going to be halfway in about an hour and a half. So let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. What is that song about? Just out of curiosity.
It's a birthday song.
Ah, okay. You know,
it's your birthday.
It's funny because I don't like to make a big deal out of birthdays, but you know what?
I like to make a big deal out of other people's birthdays, but not my own.
It occurred to me today that I probably don't have many left, so I should make a bigger deal out of them than I used to.
That's true.
So apparently in this business, you're not supposed to tell people how old you are. I guess we found that out.
You're 69.
No, but if you like Sammy Hagar and you can't drive 55, you can probably figure it out. How's that?
Look at you.
If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Facebook page. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on the Twitch channel and comment in the chat. So all kinds of ways to get involved with the show today. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. Technically percentages. I know that. But let's have some fun today, man. Let's celebrate.
It's a celebration, bitches.
It is. It is. I made it this far.
Are you surprised?
Oh, God, yeah.
I am a little bit surprised. Yeah. I won't lie.
I'm guessing I have five of these left. I'd probably bet the under.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a... one cool thing happened today, though.
I don't know. Your living's getting a little cleaner.
I am. Cut back on a lot of
not a lot cleaner, but a little.
No, I've cut back on a lot of really bad things that I do.
Yeah.
So...
that probably increases your odds.
Well, we'll see. There's a couple things I have to quit completely, and that's going to happen at the first of the year.
Oh, please.
Actually, it is, and you're going to laugh at this, but both the wife and I have decided to start not going full vegetarian.
Oh, God.
But to change our diet to where it's primarily vegetarian.
Okay.
So.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you the benefits of a protein-heavy diet. You want to be a weirdo? Go ahead.
I don't want to be a weirdo. I just want to.
No, you will be.
I want to live longer than 60.
Well, that's not the answer.
It's an answer. Yes.
Exercise is the answer.
Well, I'm doing that too. But,
if all you're eating is vegetables, your exercise is less effective.
Not all vegetables. It's trust me. I've actually talked to nutritionists about this, so I know what I'm doing.
All right.
You know, I trust them a little more than I do you, just because I know
you. You think I've made this up out of my head?
No, I think you have.
I legitimately paid for a nutritionist to give me a diet.
Well, that's what I'm doing,
and that's how I was able to get down to 185 pounds.
And when was that?
5 years ago, 4 years ago. Listen, I don't practice what I preach. Always, I don't have the time to go to the gym that I used to.
It's your own fault for taking that job.
Yeah. And it's also my own fault for part of what they told me was, listen, if you really want to see changes, you got to stop drinking.
Yeah, well, screw that.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
So, you know, I just basically hover around this sort of quasi-fat range that I'm in.
Yeah.
Because...
well, see, you can afford to do that because you're still young. I can't afford to do that anymore.
All right. Quit drinking.
Well, that's not happening. but I am going to be... significantly cutting back. I'm going to do more than 1 month off a year now.
Okay.
So I'm actually thinking I might do 3 months next year. Not at the same time.
I don't know that you'll survive that.
Well, I'm not doing it at the same time. It'll be like I'll take January off June off.
I don't know if your body can handle going, you know, that much time without any sort of alcohol.
Sure it can. I just smoke weed instead.
I feel like part of your blood is just made of alcohol now.
Well, most of it, yeah. Yeah. But one cool thing happened today, though,
You got a free coffee at Starbucks.
I did not get a free coffee at Starbucks. I did not get any AARP stuff.
You do get a free coffee at Starbucks. I know this because my wife made me go to Starbucks before I left to work to get her a free coffee.
Ah, well, I'm not a big Starbucks fan, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's that. My 96-year-old grandmother, who's been in the hospital, called me and sang happy birthday to me. That was pretty cool.
That is good.
Yeah. So that was the highlight of the day. Pretty much.
I mean, if that's the highlight,
that's
cool. But if that's the highlight of your birthday kind of sucks.
Well, it's not like I'm doing anything. It's just a birthday. Go home and drink some of this great alcohol that everybody gave me for my birthday.
There you go.
So there. 713-780-ESPN. What else going on? I mean,
when I was prepping for the show today, I don't know if you got this same vibe when you were prepping for the show today. Nothing meaningful happened in the sports world yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it, but you know what? I liked it better because I had to dig a little more to find some fun stuff. So there's that. But yeah, they named the Pro Bowl roster. Ooh.
Yeah. Do you want to go through that?
No, I don't.
You want to pick our snubs? And
God, one of the things I saw on one of the websites that I go to had the list of Texans who got snubbed for the Pro Bowl, and I'm like, you got to be bleeping kidding me. There were six of them. There's not
six
Texans that deserve to be on that roster. Get out of here.
No.
The only guy I'd even think about making a case for would be Zach Cunningham. And even that, I mean, he gets a lot of tackles because nobody else on that team can tackle. But that's it. So, yeah, there's nothing there.
Would you say there were there guys that made it from the Texans that maybe didn't deserve to make it?
Nah. I mean, I know he's got a lot of penalties, but you compare him to the other tackles in the league, Tunsil deserves to be there. So, no.
I don't know. Mitchell Schwartz was a guy who has had just a phenomenal year there in Kansas City. And I think you could make a case. The one slam dunk is Hopkins.
Yeah.
I think you make a case that maybe Watson is borderline. I mean, I guess
if you're taking three quarterbacks, Mahomes and Jackson are 1 and 1A. I don't know who else you would take over Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he's not Jackson or Mahomes.
Right.
But you take three. So this isn't the all-pro team, which is a little different.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be on that.
No, not even close.
So yeah, that was about it. That and I had watched some Maple Leaf Sabres last night. That was exciting.
Well, did it have seven goals?
It did have seven goals. No, it actually had eight goals.
Well, there you go.
And I was fortunate. That's the only thing I got right last night. It ticked down to six right before the game started, so I went ahead and hit it. But I missed the other two. So 27-6-1 for the year now after.
Oh, what a loser.
Yeah, I know.
What a bum.
But we'll bounce back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Always do.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that was it. That was the only sport that I watched last night. I watched a couple more of season two of Bad Blood, which good, not as good as season one because this is all fiction now. The first one was based on reality. The second one's all fiction, but it's still good.
The NFL decided to suspend Kareem Jackson 2 weeks too late.
Yeah, I saw that.
It would have been, you know, yeah. Texans probably would have thought that'd be helpful.
Then they would have only lost maybe 28-7 or whatever.
I don't know what it would have been. But yeah. So he's done for the year. It was just for sports last night. Okay. One of those nights.
Yeah, well, we're at that point where we're between the bowl games and...
Bowl games start Friday.
Yeah. And now there'll be some crappy bowl games, but they're still bowl games.
Yes.
They're bettable. And I'll watch some of them because there's some of these that I'm interested in. And so we'll have that. The NFL spreads out to Saturday now, which is also cool. And so really starting this weekend, we're going to have stuff up until the championship games.
Well, I watched Creighton, Oklahoma basketball last night.
And, I wonder why.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is why. But and then I went to Netflix with the intention of watching one of the many shows we've said I'm going to watch next, primarily The Irishman I was planning on getting into.
Yeah.
And my wife said, ooh, what's that? And I went and started The Confession Killer. Have you seen this?
I have not.
It's the Henry Lee Lucas documentary.
Oh, really?
And so far, it's pretty damn good. Like, I know a lot about serial killers.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about that guy.
I just listened to a podcast on his life the other day. Him and his partner, O'Toole, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's an odd bird, man. And that together, they're an odd pair. But this dude, basically the premise of this documentary is there's no doubt Henry Lee Lucas is a serial killer. What is in doubt is how many victims he's got.
But isn't that the case with almost everybody? You never find out all of them.
Well, the deal is, I think what was happening, and I've only watched two episodes, so I haven't finished the whole thing. What I think is happening is, I think that basically when he came out and was like, I killed all these people and I did it like all over the country, every law enforcement department was like, you know what? We haven't been able to find someone for this. Let's blame this guy. And then they start to show, like, they map out where, how much traveling he would have had to do to kill all these people. And it's like he's driving from Texas to Washington State, back to Louisiana, back to New Mexico, like just crisscrossing the country just to murder people. And it's like, that doesn't really make sense for a guy to drive around the country randomly killing people like that. But that's... the cops were like convinced that he was right, and I'm sure they were feeding him stuff, but he always had like details that only the killer would have.
Yeah.
And they were working really closely with him. Like, they set up this task force and they basically treated him like a human for a little while in exchange for all this information. So it really is an interesting watch. It's not gory or anything like that, but it's interesting.
It's more about the psychology of it.
Well, it's more about like were the cops not in on the murders, but were they just trying to clear their books purposely?
That happens a little too often.
It really does.
I'm kind of fascinated by serial killers and the mafia. And whenever you get into these documentaries, a lot of times you see stuff like that and you're like, "Wait a minute, how did this doesn't quite smell right."
Yep. Well, and like sometimes like they would say, okay, this is the, they'd tell the victim's family, oh, well, here, we got your killer. Here's his confession. And they'll look at the confession. They'll be like, there's no way this could be what happened. It's physically impossible for this to have been how it happened. But they're like, nope, he confessed and we got him on it. So then they get no closure. It's probably worse than getting closure because now, you know, the police are not looking for the person who did it anymore, you know, because they've just blamed this other guy. So it's an interesting premise for sure.
Did it go into his childhood at all?
Oh, yeah.
That dude had a completely wicked childhood.
He's got like brain damage.
Yeah.
Like
from his mother.
His mother beat him over the head with a board. And they were like, well, he's got damage to the frontal lobe and damage to the, I don't forget what the other, like the cortex or something or another. And they were like, the mix of that separates him from reality and gives him basically like this emotionless state.
Huh.
And I mean, it's all really interesting, man. Like his mom was a whore and his dad would like, was always in a bad mood because his mom had.
Sex worker, not whore.
I think this was like in the 40s okay. in Virginia.
This was in an old log cabin with a dirt floor.
She was a whore back
then. So, yeah, you didn't have sex workers back then. You just had whores.
No, but like she was the kind of sex worker who, like her husband would be on the couch while the John came in and pounded out his wife, and then he was in a bad mood all the time. I can't imagine why.
He also didn't have any legs.
Yeah, and
had to be the breadwinner because he lost his legs. Well,
I got
to
tell you. This Henry Lee Lucas, the most disturbing thing about this documentary is his teeth. I mean, he's got three teeth. And they all look like they're hanging by a thread. And they are this really odd color. I mean, it's just, this is a creepy dude. And apparently how he killed people was he just got people to trust him, and then he'd just kill them.
I would never trust anyone with three teeth.
No.
Sorry. Greg the Beer Man says, I now qualify for the 55-plus discount on your auto insurance.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that's a positive. And then Amos says, it seems like only yesterday you were 48 and wanting to punch AJ in the face for saying you're 50. You're growing up so fast.
I remember the saying you were in your you were mad because I said you were in your late 40s.
No, you basically said I was essentially 50.
Yeah.
When I was 48.
There was a time when you, I think it was when you were 47, yeah. And I said you were in your late 40s, yeah, well, and you took very big umbrage with
now,
that.
No, 47 is still mid-40s. All right. 48, 49 is late. Well, actually, no. 46 is still mid. It's like so I'm right now in mid-50s.
So. Are you saying hindsight's 50-50?
I'm saying hindsight's 50-50.
Okay, thank you.
Or 40-40? Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my friends at Pajamagram. And if you're looking to heat things up in the bedroom, well, Pajamagram's got plenty of ways to do it. First of all, they've got a ton of sexy stuff there for the lady in your life. You want something that's barely there, the nearly nude stuff. They've got that. They've got the hoodie footy, which will keep her warm. And when she's warm, you know what that means. She's going to be warming up to you. The hoodie footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and head-to-toe warmth will have her cozy in no time. And it gets even better because Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. What? You don't have to wrap a thing? How about that, guys? They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, so you're risking nothing. Want more? They're celebrating 10 years of hoodie footy at Pajamagram. So right now, for a limited time, you save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in on the HRNP listener line. Brother Bear says, I watched this documentary about a serial killer in England. She was giving her elderly patients a mixture of rat-type poison and other drugs to make it look like an accident simply because she didn't like them anymore. What are the odds English European serial killers are more glorified than the others, especially women? No.
We have the most famous ones.
Jack the Ripper might be the most famous one, but we've come a long way. America rules when it comes to serial killers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we dominate. There's some cool stories from other parts of the world, but, you know, we were basically like the... like think about the era when it was like when the British invasion, like when all the big rock stars were coming here. That's when our serial killers really started to pick up their game.
Yeah, yeah.
And Europe,
because we lost rock and roll.
We didn't send any great serial killers over their way.
No,
and they didn't send any to us. I can tell you that we homegrew Ted Bundy. We homegrew Jeffrey Dahmer, John Gacy. I mean, these were guys that we created here at home.
Yeah,
Ed Kemper. I mean, we worked hard to get these guys. Serial killers nowadays, I think America's done a pretty good job of, like, I don't know if what the right word is, but not glamorizing it anymore and not making them as famous as they used to be. Do you know what I mean?
Like, well, I just think it's harder to be a serial killer now.
Oh, certainly. But this guy that is now being looked at as maybe the most prolific serial killer in the history of the U.S., this Samuel Little. Are you familiar with him?
I don't know a lot about him, but I know who he is.
Claimed to his kill as many as 93 people. And, no one talks about him. And I don't know why. Like, I haven't heard of
it. Here's what you should do. You want a good business model. You should start a podcast about guys like this. Because you're fascinated by it. And I think it'd be interesting because you do all the research.
When am I going to have time to do that, Fred?
You got time to do a college basketball podcast. You got time to do a serial killer podcast.
That makes me money.
Well, you can make some money off of that.
I've yet to find a way to profit off of knowing about serial killers.
There's
no serial killer Jeopardy, I don't think.
Well, there should be. There you go. That's what we should do. We should do a show once a month with serial killer Jeopardy. Like we used to do with, what was the Jeopardy we did before? Did we do Black Jeopardy?
Black Jeopardy, yeah.
I think we should do Serial Killer Jeopardy. And have some people in and we'll find out what they know.
I will say many of the most prolific serial killers ever, not the most famous, but the most prolific come from other countries, not usually Europe. Mostly it's been South America or Russia because the Soviet bloc, that area, because technology there isn't what it is here, and it's a lot easier to get away with that kind of stuff.
America has always, I don't want to say glamorized them, but it's kind of like the mob. There's sort of a romanticism to these guys, which from a psychological perspective, I find that fascinating. I don't know if you ever watched this. It was an old HBO movie. It's probably on Netflix. It is well worth your time. It's called Citizen X. It's about a serial killer in the Soviet Union. And why is this going off again?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I will watch a serial. No, but it was really well done. It's based on a true story. And they had one guy chasing him the entire time. And mentally, it was just tearing him up. And then when the walls came down, suddenly the FBI starts helping him. And they wind up catching the guy. And he killed a whole bunch of people. And he was and they had him early. But because he was a member of the party, they let him go. And I think you should, if you get a chance, find it. It's not that long. It's really, really good. It's called Citizen X.
Maybe the craziest thing is that some of these other countries, their laws for murder are not as punitive as ours. So this dude, Pedro Lopez, they called him the monster of the Andes. This was like in the... He was really active like in the 1970s, early 80s. He got convicted in the early 80s. And for whatever reason, he admitted to killing over 300 children. And they tried him for all at once, convicted him of all at once. The max punishment was like 16 years. So he did 16 years, and now he's free. And no one knows where he is.
Probably out killing more
Probably
kids.
Probably so. It's like, dude.
Man, if I only had to do 16
people,
years.
You can't just let that guy out.
Yeah, if I only had to do 16 years, there's some people I'd like
people
to eliminate. Yeah.
Yeah, that Citizen X is based on Andre Chikatilo.
Yeah. Oh, that's a messed up dude. Yeah,
I've listened to podcasts on him, too.
Yeah, the movie's fantastic. And I know it's still out there somewhere. It was one of the old HBO movies. It's probably 15 years old now. Maybe older than that. But it's one of the best ones I've seen on something like that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. That does sound good.
So it's right up your alley. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
A lot of serial killer talk to start the show.
That's okay. I mean, what are we going to talk about? Sports?
Sports.
Let's break down that Pro Bowl roster. Let's talk about the snubs, considering that everybody who got snubbed will be on the roster by the time the game gets here, and nobody cares about the game. So, I mean, it's nice to see guys get rewarded for a good season. There is that.
Somebody
says Citizen X is still on HBO, so you can get it on HBO Go.
Okay.
So.
Maybe you didn't see that. Well, I guess that was now a little while ago. You know, we didn't even mention the Rockets game yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No. No,
it's a regular season game.
It doesn't mean
they
much.
They came back.
Yeah, well, cool. They kind of made up for the one that they blew against the Spurs.
Yeah,
they came back from 25 down and beat the Spurs. So
I actually hear the Spurs are going to file a protest because there was some dunk that they made that they discounted. So this actually, there's going to be an asterisk next to this win. All right, I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. Guys, don't let the cold weather seep into your home through old, crummy aluminum windows. When you could be saving up to 40% on your electricity bills now. Call my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows today for their winter special. 30% off all windows and $2,500 for all full siding jobs. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. That means when you call, they're going to be there because they've been there. Military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. They're the kind of people you want to do business with. They do a great job and they do it for a great price. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. Or give them, check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rate, call Allstate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So he says, sports, can y'all do a serial killer Christmas special every year?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The blood begins to flow.
And I don't know why, but it's like when we were in England, I wanted to go do the Jack the Ripper tour because I'm always fascinated by serial killers and the mob, and I think both of them kind of get romanticized. Maybe that's why. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says Kendall Briles in consideration for OC at Arkansas. Right move for the school. I don't think hiring that guy is the right move for anybody, but you'll get results. He's a good coach. Yeah. He's a good offensive mind. But I don't have anything nice to say about the guy.
Same.
So,
but will you get results? Yes.
Yeah. Somebody says we should each put a top five list together. Top serial killers.
I have my favorites.
Yeah, I do too. I'd probably have different favorites, but that's okay. I think, you know, it's just like having your favorite teams. You know, some people like different things. It's weird because with serial killers, I'll watch fiction or documentaries.
Yeah.
The same way with the mob. If it's fiction or documentaries, either one, I'm just fascinated. So I don't know what that says about me. 713-780-ESP at 713-780-3776.
Mostly that you're a bad person.
Really?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm a bad person. I feel like I'm a pretty good person. Do I do some bad things occasionally? Yeah, but I don't serial kill.
No. Well,
now if I could,
not that you've been.
No, but if I could
apprehended
if
for,
if I could only have to do 16 years, maybe time off for good behavior.
Yeah,
I'd think about it. But with that death penalty thing, no, I think I'll pass. So, since we're talking about age. There's a study in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. So I don't know how much credence we want to give them, but according to new research, there is an age where people feel like they have the most meaning in their lives and they have the least need to search for meaning. Cause that's another thing, right? We're all looking for the meaning of life. I mean, you know, we all pursue that from pretty much the time we're old enough to think. But there is an age where you kind of find the meaning of life.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Although I feel like I'm more experienced than most people, so maybe it's more of a... But the actual age is 60.
Okay.
Which I guess makes sense.
Do you think you'll make it?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, 50-50. I'd say it's a coin flip. My dad only lasted to 63, so I've never expected to go any further than that.
I mean, 63 seems like to me, 65 is like, if you get that far, that's like a full life. So 63 is pretty close. It's like, you know, I mean, anytime you're shorted a little bit, you know, it's
yeah.
two years isn't nothing, but it could be worse.
Well, it's funny because the men in my family never lived very long. Like my grandfather, my dad's side died at 36.
The men in your family live hard, right?
Yeah, not really. But but the women, like the women are all in their 90s.
Ah.
So hopefully there'll be like a balance. Is that Rob or Bob? I can't even, or is it Ob? Okay, Rob. Let's go to Rob. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Fred. AJ, Fred, you're absolutely right. Citizen X was an awesome flick. But the, one of the coolest parts was at the end they had the trial. And then at the end of the trial, the guard walked the bad guy, the serial killer, out and into an empty room, took a .45 to the back of his head and blew his brains out. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
well,
was...
They basically, the way it worked with him is because they kept taking him out of his cell because he would keep feeding them more information on other people he had murdered. And he kept giving them information and kept giving them information. And eventually, they were like, he thought it was going to keep him alive forever. And eventually, they walked him out one day, and they like they took him past where they normally stopped, like past the normal turnoff, and just kept walking. And he's like, "Hey, what's going on? Did we miss the turnoff?" And then they walk into this room, and all he looks down, and all he sees is a drain in the floor.
Yeah, and that's what the scene is at the end. And basically, the guy with the gun just says, "Don't turn around," and bam, that's it.
That Chikatilo was like a. He was like a legit crazy person. Like they had him in a cage during his trial.
Oh, yeah,
he was
yeah. Like they showed all that in the film.
Yeah, he was a hisser and a spitter. And at some point, like his glasses, somebody had knocked his glasses off. And like the cops stepped on his glasses before handing them to him. And he had like these broken glasses during the trial. I mean, it was pretty wild.
Yeah, it all of that. The movie was really true to the story.
When did that movie come out?
God, I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But it's been a while.
Like the 90s?
Yeah, so people bitching about spoiler alerts. My goodness. But
1993.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to watch that.
95, actually. So.
Oh, sorry. It was based on the book, really.
Yeah, the book was 93. And yeah,
it's got Donald Sutherland in it?
Donald Sutherland is great in it.
Ooh.
Stephen Ree is in it. He's fantastic. Max von Sydow. I mean, the cast was great. And like I said, it was very, very well done. It's one of those that I still watch. If I see it somewhere, I'll watch it again. It's that good. But it was fascinating. And from everything I understand, it is really true to what happened. And there's this great scene where Donald Sutherland's kind of the guy in charge. And Stephen Ree is the guy who's doing the investigating. And he comes in. And he's been doing this for years, and he's mentally messed up from it, right?
Yeah.
And he starts talking about, and this is after the wall comes down, and so the FBI offers to help. And he starts talking about how they rotate everybody every 6 months and everything, and you're not supposed to carry all it with serial killers because you have to think like them. And it's a really powerful show. So
count me in.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody said, thanks for ruining the ending. Come on, guys. It's a 1995 movie. So 713-780-3776. It does the
Do you guys want me to tell you what happens at the end of Rocky?
Yeah, that's good. But no, I mean if you don't know the story of the guy, then maybe you don't know what happens. But yeah, it's more about catching him in the aftermath. So it's hard for me to get worked up over a spoiler thing from the 90s.
One of his first murders, like they've accused someone else of it. The guy got tried and convicted. So he was like, "Huh, this is so easy.
Yeah.
Look at that. Somebody else taking the fall. All right."
Somebody said, don't forget the Zodiac killer. That was a pretty good one.
That was a good one. I'm less interested. Like Zodiac interests me less. And, Jack the Ripper interests me less because I don't know who they are. Like, it helps. I like to see the finished product.
Well, on the tour, they pretty much, they speculate all the names that were thrown out for Jack the Ripper, and they have a pretty good idea who it was because it stopped when the guy went in a mental hospital. So, which is also kind of fascinating. But, yeah, this, and plus the Zodiac was all pretty much California, right?
Yes.
I don't care if you kill people in California.
Come on.
I'm just kidding. And, yeah, a lot of people miss the name. It's called Citizen X. Go check it out if you like serial killer stuff. It's a Serial Killer Wednesday on the Blitz.
It's I just realized the guy that plays Chikatilo in that movie is, well, also, he's Dale from The Walking Dead, like the early seasons of Walking Dead.
Yep.
And he's also the sheriff from The Blob, And he was a cop in The Hitcher, like, which are two of my favorite old crappy horror movies.
Well, and he doesn't look anything like he did in Walking Dead. Yeah, you wouldn't recognize him watching the movie,
okay,
if you didn't know, because he's really thin. And but yeah, he's really creepy in it.
I gotta watch that movie.
Yeah, somebody says, as long as you don't spoil the ending of Titanic. Yeah, guys, I'll spoil the ending of Apollo 13. They got home. You knew that before you went and watched the movie. BQ says, I'm a serial killer in Call of Duty. Bring me on to interview me. And a couple people asking, what did you think of Watchmen? I was not all that enamored with it. I was disappointed, frankly, because it started off fantastic, and then it just, you know, and they didn't show full blue peen like they did in the movie. So there's that. But I think AJ would like it more than I did. But yeah, I would give it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
So not a disaster, but not great either. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, the field goal challenge is going on out at Carbach. You need to get out there. You need to, if you're into this sort of thing, listen, if you want to go to the college football big game in New Orleans, it's so cool. All you got to do is go out to Carbach. You can either go this Thursday, that's tomorrow, December 19th from 6 to 9, or this Saturday, December 21st from 2 to 6. You go out there, you kick a field goal. If you make it, you're entered into a drawing. And if you make it, you also get to go to the Texas Bowl, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl at NRG. If you're drawn, you get to kick a field goal there at that game. And if you make that, you're off to the big game in New Orleans. Got to be 21 years old to attend, but make sure you go out there and give it a try. And while you're out there, have some of the great beers that they've got on the wall at Carbach. Have some of the great food. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on with the contest, with the brewery, with the restaurant, with the concert series. And when you're out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And just want to remind you that we'll be doing the Christmas party Friday. Starts off in the morning at Klein's Fine Jewelry. And from 11 o'clock, it moves to Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. We will be there 4 to 7. I'll be there a little early just because hopefully running to Nick and some other folks and say hello. But it'll be fun. It's always a great event. Come on out. And also just want to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes. You guys are fantastic. It's been a great honor to be able to do this show for as long as we've done it. And, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of you and just really appreciate you guys listening and caring that I'm not dead. So there's that. Titan Hugo wants to know, what are the odds Titans Texans still play two more with the final game wild card weekend? Is it impossible that the Texans lose to the Bucks and Titans the next 2 weeks?
It's not.
No. I think what's going to hold it up.
I'd say it's unlikely.
Unlikely. But possible. I'm going to say less than 10%, though, because the wild card part of it is Titans still have to play the Saints,
yeah,
even at home. And the Saints are playing for a number one seed.
They're motivated.
Yeah. If they were locked in, then that'd be one thing. But I promise you Drew Brees will not be 29 of 30 in that game.
Okay.
So.
What kind of odds will you give me?
I'll give you 100 to 1 on that. There's no way he's going 29 of 30.
All right, let's. What if he goes 31 of 32?
That doesn't count. I said 29 of 30.
All right, I'll take you up for it for a dollar then.
fair enough. Did you see this story about the mansion that's for sale in Memorial?
No.
Okay. $24.5 million. And it's got a basketball court.
Say that again.
$24.5 million for this house.
In Houston.
In Houston. Oof. And it's got 21,738 square feet. It's on 2 acres, 8 bedrooms and 14 bathrooms, which, first off, who needs that? Unless you've got your whole family living there, and why would you do that? It's got a basketball court, batting cage, resort-style pool, entertainment pavilion, top-of-the-line gym. You would never have to leave.
Who lived in this place before?
It doesn't say, but it had to be somebody famous, right?
It had to be.
It's even got a spa. It's got a, and then obviously state-of-the-art kitchen inside and outside. It's just 20, but for that much money, $24.5 million. If I have $24.5 million to spend on a house, I don't think I'm buying one in Houston.
I'm not either.
I'll probably go buy a 1-bedroom in Del Mar, California, because that's probably what it would cost me. Man, for $24.5 million, I should be able to have my own building downtown.
It's too damn hot.
Like, I should own an entire building downtown for that. It just seems like. But you can go buy it if you want.
Yeah, if I had $25 million, I would. I'd probably move out of the country.
Oh, well, I'm on record. I'd buy an island where I could make my own rules.
Yeah,
and you know, I would build something like this where I've got my own gym and bar, and you know, I would import women, you know, for fun.
Not me. I would
pay
my wife.
Them. Well, I'd pay. Oh well, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well.
You're a horrible person.
No, I'm not a horrible person. I just know that I'm never going to own an island.
Yeah, okay.
So, man.
I would live in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah, I would live. If I had, I would definitely live away from everybody, as far away as possible. So, I'm just looking at my trending stuff on Twitter. And this is why I've been avoiding Twitter today.
Is it impeachment? Impeachment Eve? Impeachment? Well, blah, blah, blah.
Here's what it is. Number one, impeachment day.
Okay.
Number two, Trump impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, resign, Trump.
This is why.
And number four, El Clasico.
Okay.
So soccer managed to get in there.
I figured number four was Trump landslide 2020. I mean, that's all Twitter is the last couple of days. It's so obnoxious.
Yeah, I'm just not even paying attention to it.
That's why I would move to a different country.
Yeah, that would be true.
I would maybe move to Finland. Actually, I would figure out which one of those countries speaks the most English, and then I would move there because I don't want to have to learn Finnish. If I've got $25 million, I'm not taking the time to learn Finnish. They're going to learn.
I don't care. I would probably live there because I'm not going to talk to them. They're not getting into the walls of my $25 million mansion.
That's true.
I might have walls. And if you want to work there, you got to speak English.
So you build a wall to keep the English speakers out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'd make them pay for it. Just to kind of bring it back to the Twitter trends. So I work for a property tax firm in Houston. Buildings downtown are closer to $300 million. I get that, but it's Houston. I shouldn't have to spend $25 million on a house in Houston. That just seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-3776.
Like, what athletes have lived in Houston that could conceivably afford? I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a lot of them that could afford to build a house like that, but I would say if you're investing $25 million in one house, you're probably like a mega contract guy, right?
Yeah. You know, I do believe that. I think Roger Clemens lives in Memorial, and he's got a
maybe that's who it is.
But maybe I don't know why he'd be selling it.
He's out of here.
So a friend of mine just sent me the Razor House from Iron Man. Cheaper than that. It was $20.8 million.
Ugh, yeah.
That was pretty badass.
I did the Iron Man house.
Yeah. Yeah, and saved the $5
million. Although it did get ruined pretty bad in Iron Man 2.
Well, but I wouldn't piss anybody off that's going to go and try to blow me up.
The Scorpio guy or whatever his name was.
I can't even remember who the bad
Whiplash.
Guy was. Yeah. So then he says, I've lived in Finland, worked there, and do not speak Finnish. It is unnecessary.
Oh, good to know.
So I'm intrigued by Finland. I could live in Finland.
Yeah.
Any one of those Norwegian countries.
Yeah.
Because whenever they do the list of best places to live, they're always up there. And they have hockey.
Yeah. I might just live in Belgium.
Well, you wouldn't live long there because all you do is drink beer.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm looking for. You'll miss me when I'm gone. By the way, I'm never going to have $25 million.
Yeah, it's obviously just... Because I don't play the mega ball or whatever.
Yeah.
And if I won that much, I'd probably... I don't know what I'd do with it. I don't even need that much money. I'm not sure. I'd probably give half of it away. Because what would I need with $200 million?
I don't know.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. Somebody asking what's wrong with Houston. There's nothing wrong with it, obviously.
There's nothing wrong with it. But I had $25 million...
To spend on a house, which means you probably got $100 million at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I just think there'd be better places to live. If money was absolutely no object and work's no object, yeah, I hate to break it to you, I don't think Houston's making my list. I mean, I'd visit.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Occasionally.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the retirement plan that I have right now is, you know, Canada in the summer and the place where... building out in the woods in the winter. And, you know, that's a pretty good one, but that way I won't have to be around people. Because I don't want to live in the city when I'm retired. That just doesn't make a ton of sense.
Rick on Twitter says the owner of that $25 million house is an energy hedge fund trader guy.
Mm. Okay.
Well, are things not going well? Is that why he's selling it? Or is he going to upgrade even more?
I don't know. Rick, answer us.
So... Somebody says Costa Rica to buy a private island is cheap. Gambling and prostitution is legal.
Pass.
I really want to go to Costa Rica. We've tried to go like two of the last 3 years and something's come up. And we had a trip planned there. We had a trip planned to Belize. It's just with work and everything, we couldn't do it. But at some point, I want to get down there. I hear nothing but great stuff about Costa Rica.
I've shown you guys the website before that's got safe for Americans to travel. Costa Rica's a red dot. If you're a yellow dot or a red dot.
Are you sure about that?
I don't believe so.
I don't think that's correct.
I got to pull it back up, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're wrong about that. I think you're thinking of like Colombia or something.
Oh, that's a definite no.
Although, again, I've had friends go down there and they just rave about it. They say it's not as scary as people seem to think it is.
All right.
They say Mexico's more scary than that.
Y'all have fun.
Hell, Houston's more scary than that. Hey, guys, holidays are here. This year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You could save thousands in interest. Plus, there's absolutely no fees, no application fees, origination, transaction, no prepayment penalties. And the application's so quick and easy, you can apply it right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, just for the Blitzers, you can apply and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. And if you got good credit, get in there today. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.